And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our last presentation, we discussed how God has provided evidence of His existence and nature, but that general revelation never was intended to provide man with all that God wanted him to know. Thus, within the 66 books of the Bible, God provided what we refer to as special revelation. It is through His communication with man in His written Word that God has made known things that man, on his own, otherwise never could have known. In the past, God made Himself known to mankind in at least three different ways: theophanies, direct communications, and miracles. Theophanies were appearances of God Himself in one form or another. For example, in Exodus 3:2, God is spoken of as appearing in fire. In Exodus 19, verse 9, He is said to have appeared in a cloud. In Job 38, verse 1, and Psalm 18, 10 through 16, He appeared in stormy winds. But as Colossians 1:19 points out, theophanies reached their highest point during the incarnation, in which Jesus Christ became flesh and dwelt among men. During times gone by, on occasion, God also disclosed Himself through direct communication, by which He made His thoughts and will known to various men and women. Sometimes, like when He spoke directly to Adam and Eve in Genesis 2:16, it was through an audible voice. Sometimes, as God Himself explained to Aaron and Miriam in Numbers 12, verse 6, He chose to communicate with people through dreams. At other times, He communicated through visions, as Daniel 1:17 says that He did with Daniel. And in the past, God also chose to reveal Himself through miracles that serve two main purposes. First, the miracles that God Himself performed showcased both His existence and His power. Second, the miracles that God empowered others to perform served to confirm that He had given His divine approval to those people's actions and message. Thus, miracles were not intended to impress people, but rather were designed to portray important spiritual truths that humans needed to know for their well-being. Speaking in general terms, there has been only one permanent supernatural revelation from God: the supernatural revelation within the Scriptures. Join us in our next program as we discuss how that revelation factors into man's salvation.